house next door, the beating came to a halt. On stage, with the cold sweat of this night, the only presence left is the woman's weeping and her sobs, discreet and disturbing. It's a lonely weeping, a monologue. Weeping is always a monologue. We talk with ourselves, writing tears to our own pain. I did not. In a very low voice, the monologue, almost a murmur, a plea, an accusation against our own guilt. I did not. The humming gets into my sleep and throughout the night drowns my dreams in fear. I wake up anxious with a very sharp feeling of being the one that was beaten with a belt. The first thing I hear is again the woman weeping. No one weeps then, of course, only the echo. Maybe trauma is the long resonance of a painful echo. In Gbanga, a town demolished by combats in eastern Liberia, there was a church in ruins amidst all other ruins. The altar was desecrated. Two guinea fowl perched on a wooden bench contemplated the Holy Cross littered over the floor. A flow of Lutheran mass books and songbooks was carpeting the ground. I took one leaf from the floor with a song for contemplation to be played devotedly in moderate tempo. The bitterness of everlasting woe, written by John Backus Dykes. The nails, the spear, and man's unpitying scorn. And with the syllables fragmented, like any tale of faith, including the good war reporting, in this case, not the faith in God, but the faith in the demons that he created. And all for me, thy wayward, sinful child. Also, like all human voices that sing their own exile from the creation. Amen. Maybe trauma is when even God is dead, and only we survived to weep. I did not. I did not. Trauma, I suppose, is when we manage to grasp a few images in the dark and we touch the projection of what we are no longer. The day, like in Monrovia, is when the rain stops falling.